USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley accused of treason at the waning moments of the Trump administration by disregarding the chain of command, spoke on the subject for the first time Friday. Milley said that calls he made to his Chinese counterpart were perfectly within the duties and responsibilities of his job. General Milley goes on to say such calls are routine and were done to reassure both allies and adversaries in this case in order to ensure strategic stability. Another Texas inmate has had his execution delayed over claims the state is violating his religious freedom by not letting his spiritual advisor touch him at the time of his lethal injection. Ruben Gutierrez was set to be executed on October 27th for fatally stabbing an 85-year-old Brownsville woman in 1998. Gutierrez was previously an hour away from execution in June of 2020 when the Supreme Court granted him a stay because of the same spiritual advisor complaint. USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott! Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Let's get an update on the rally to take place in Washington, D.C. this weekend. Chris Barnes has more.
The fence is back around the U.S. Capitol building and the National Guard's at the ready in case it needs to be deployed over the weekend, as police say they may need help with crowd control if things turn violent at a Saturday rally. As many as 1,000 demonstrators are planning to gather, according to police, to support the more than 600 people arrested in the January Capitol attack. The event's organizer calling them political prisoners and promising the rally will stay peaceful. Authorities say they're not taking any chances. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There will be a press briefing by White House COVID-19 response team and public health officials today in the press briefing room in Washington. President Biden heads back to Delaware with stops in Dover and Rehoboth Beach. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican representative from Texas, Chip Roy, tells Newsmax he's leading a group of Republicans calling on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to subpoena public health officials for answers about the origin of COVID-19.
About his involvement, as well as the other leadership, NIH and other health officials, in funding from the United States of America, which I think taxpayers have a right to know about dollars that are going to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, that we think was directly connected to the outbreak of the coronavirus and COVID and what that impact has had on the American people. We have sent numerous letters to Dr. Fauci. My friend Bill Posey and I have reached out to Dr. Fauci and said, well, would you come out and give us answers on this? We've not had any real responses from him. We think that we ought to have hearings at the United States House of Representatives. The letter you just referenced, I was happy to work with my colleagues to lead to push on the speaker to have hearings. And I don't know why the speaker won't have hearings. You want to have hearings on this? So I really want to have hearings on what's been going on in the Middle East and what we've seen on both Afghanistan. Hopefully we'll have a few more. We had one hearing, thankfully, this last week where we had Secretary Blinken. But I want to have General Milley. I want to have Secretary Austin. I want to have all those in front of the United States House of Representatives. And Dr. Fauci needs to come before us and answer about the origins of this virus. What did he know? And did United States taxpayer dollars go to help fund what happened in Wuhan?
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.